Greater Boston is one of the most densely populated regions in the country. It falls just behind the New York metro area, Greater Los Angeles, and South Florida. So, almost all of us have neighbors, whether they're people we fight with over parking spaces or with whom we share camaraderie during difficult weather. Cognoscenti commentator Deborah Sosin says sometimes neighbors are much more than the people who live next door.
I've spoken to my neighbors only a handful of times since they moved in 8 years ago. We'll exchange a friendly hello across the driveway or chit-chat about the weather. When I scrub pots and pans and load and unload my dishwasher, I gaze out the kitchen window and watch the birds and squirrels. I can also see into my neighbor's living room. I've become unwittingly privy to their daily doings. The husband slouched on the sofa, the wife sorting laundry, the family decorating, then undecorating the Christmas tree. Some time ago, I saw the husband slowly walking back and forth, cradling an infant. A few years later, I was surprised to see another newborn nestled on his chest. I hadn't even known the wife was pregnant. I notice when they're up, especially early or late. It's not that I keep track. It's more like a vague awareness of activity, of life. In the midst of a neighborhood power outage last winter, the sight of their flickering candles felt comforting as I ate my cold dinner by flashlight. I feel especially connected to them during sports playoffs, which, as Bostonians know, can mean a lot of late nights. During the World Series last year, their lights were on, too, as those Red Sox games dragged on into the comatose early morning hours. During championship games, I scream, pace, leap, and cheer, all the while cursing sports, myself for caring, and what will inevitably be another bleary-eyed day ahead. Yet as long as I see my neighbor's lights on, I'm relieved, knowing I'm not the only maniac suffering in their pajamas. Then, last January, they were gone during the NFL playoffs. It was odd to feel alone. I hadn't realized how much they'd become a part of my life. I missed the sense of community, and I missed that quiet moment after the game when I turn off the TV and go to bed, and I see my neighbor do the same. Lights out, room by room, until both of our houses are dark.
Deborah Sosin is a social worker and a writer and a contributor to WBUR's ideas and opinion page, Cognoscenti. Read her essays and many others at WBUR.org.